You can't hear?
I was just asking if you're waiting or something.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Here it goes. So we learned what we've learned so far is that we had three psukim. Each pasuk showing from a different aspect. It's always the nizik who has to deal with the nevada. That when a person, when an animal damages, the amount that the mazik has to pay is the differentiation between the original price and the price it was when it died. That's how much he has to pay. Why does he not have to pay the entire thing? That we saw, we've had two tzedakim, either because that's all he damaged, the differentiation of the price is all he damaged, or the reason why he doesn't need to pay the whole thing is because Bemet, it's as if he already paid the first installment. That's the two stolen we've had. So now let's go a little bit further with Mark. Omale Rav Kana Rav Kana said to Rav, you see where we are? We're five lines up from the end of the Lamed. No, I think actually we're one line before that. I think we're one line before that. Yeah, we're one line earlier. We said the reason why you need three psukim is if we'd have just the first pasuk, if we just have the pasuk with Amim, then what would you say? If a person damages an animal, the reason why you don't need to pay for the entire animal, rather you only have to pay the differentiation and price, that's because Adam damages is not Shia. And it's not Shia, the Torah wasn't Mechayim, the Mazik, to pay the full amount. But had he had the had we had there been a Shemus Sofer who was Peshaya, maybe he would have to. Then the Gemara said, if we would have just the Pasuk Shemus Sofer, I would have thought Shemus Sofer doesn't need to pay. But what did he do? He didn't do anything. It's all Mameda. Hashem came out of Mamadik, which was Peshayim. Maybe he would need to pay. And then the Gemara said, even if we'd have both psukim, you wouldn't know the third one. Why? Because if you'd have, let's go from there. Iyashmi six lines up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Iyashmi had we had it. Seven lines up. Iyashmi hanitanti. But you wouldn't have known about mesieloi deshchicha. You wouldn't have known that in the case of a shoy, the damage is another shoy, which is a shliach occurrence, and it's also yadayim. Maybe you would have to pay the entire amount. Maybe you wouldn't say the baile metapen uveda. And this is where we got. Yasmin had we just had the last pasuk, you wouldn't have had all three. We would have just had the last pasuk. What's the last pasuk talking about? A shoy that damages another shoy. You know why there we say that the mazik doesn't need to pay more than differentiation of price. You know why? Mishum de because it wasn't him that did it. It was his money that did it. Avon in the case where Odom either because he physically damaged the animal, or even a Shemesh Sofer is considered to be an Odom Hamazik. Why is Hashem Sofer with Hamazik? Because he was negligent. He should have been looking after the animal, looking after the thing he was guarding. So maybe there the Torah would be mechayev to pay the entire amount. Maybe there we wouldn't say therefore we need all this. Okay. So again, why do we need all three psukim? Because the first case of Adam HaMazik is not Shkiah. The second case is Memeda. And the third case is not Begufoy. The case that happened was his animal damage. He wasn't at fault. It was his animal that damaged. It wasn't he did the Bidayim. He didn't do Bidayim. It wasn't that he was meant to be looking after that animal, which he didn't look after. The case why it's chayav is because his animal did something. In that case, maybe the Torah wouldn't be machayav. Atka. So we have one Rashi here. See this Rashi? Shoyim es socha shekosha. It doesn't have a tiba masla. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines up from the end of the page. Shoyim es socha shekosha. You see it? Shoyim es socha shekosha v'nitchefo. Aridei ze'iv. Shoyim es socha that was peshea and the animal he was meant to be looking after got killed by the Zeiv. Says Rashi, that's like kenizke gufoy choshevle. It's like it's considered a nezek done by the person. Why? Shaihoya olov l'shema. He should have been looking after it. He should have been looking after it. So it's called nizke guf. It's a memela. It's memela that happened due to a nezek aguf, meaning there's two ways a person can cause something to be damaged. Either he physically damages it, or he was negligent and therefore the animal got damaged. Both of them go back to the person. He actively damaged, he was negligent and didn't look after it. That's why it's chayiv. So if you ask the Torah, why is this person, why is Hashem itself a chayiv for the animal that got eaten up? Why is he chayiv? He didn't do it. Zeiv did it. Why is he chayiv? What's the answer? Because he was negligent. He should have looked after it. He didn't do it. Says Nizki Gufoy. He's the one who has to cut al chit. When his animal damages, why am I chayiv if my animal damages? Because my animal damaged. That's why I'm chayiv. Just like I'm chayiv if I damage. I'm chayiv if my animal damages. Why would I be potter if I tried to look after it and it was an anus? Okay, an anus, I'll be potter. The reason why I'm chayiv is because my animal damaged. Nothing to do with me. I don't have to klav al chit. My animal damaged.
Why would it be? Why is it not an onus? Like, because you have this dangerous animal and wolves, does he have to put his life on the line? Can't he claim that because.
You could have just kept the door closed, everything would have been okay. He left the door. Right? Wolf came in and ended up.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there such a concept of minimization of damage based on contributory negligence?
It's something to learn.
Yeah, obviously got a lie in. Okay. That what does it mean by contributing?
The victim, Nezek, how he didn't do effective enough on his end, which then resulted in the meeting, but for his, he didn't secure the gate, his wife told him to secure it 1,000 times, didn't secure the gate. And that sure got out from the Mazdim. And only was able to get through that gate because that gate was not as reinforced as it should have been.
You've got a good friend because Yossi's, this is a point that for many, over a year, Yossi's been fighting for.
Okay.
But Alkaz, there isn't. Yeah. I mean, the Mazik one I still got to his eyes. But Yossi was very adamant, should be built, so sadly he hasn't found any source for it. Meaning that the Torah is made responsible, the owner of the Mazik, to do it. The only case where he would have it is if the Nizik's animal, to your victim, he actually walked into the Rishus of the Mazik. Then the Mazik turned out and say, what do you want me? I should look after my animals and my own property. It's your fault. You shouldn't have been here. That's what you do have, like you say. But if the Mazik, so the Nizik didn't bother. He didn't bother putting any fence around his garden. And along comes an animal and goes, eats all the vegetables in that garden. It's the Mazik's fault. The Mazik has to pay. Yeah. So that's interesting. That's got a good friend. Yes. Okay. So there we are. Now here goes the kasha. Omale Rav Kana l'Rav. Rav Kana asked the following question to Rav. You've got two questions on these four words. On these four words, the kasha. And the what?
Question number one is: Mari used. He tried to use like a combination of two sides, but he did use all the combinations out there.
The Gemara uses
combination of the first two psukim.
First two psukim together.
And that's what it said. We couldn't try to use two other psukim together. It didn't do that for some reason. Why is that?
Okay. In the Gemara, I'll just say over the question that Yossi's asking. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says, had we had the first pasuk, you wouldn't have known the second. Had we had the second, you wouldn't have known the first. Had you had the first and the second, then you wouldn't have known the third. But, and why do we have the third? So the pasuk says why we have a third, why we have a third as well. But the Gemara didn't say, so Yossi say, why didn't it say, and had we had the third and the second, you wouldn't have known the first. Right, or had you had the third and the first, you wouldn't have known the second. Yeah, I think Taisa is going to be angry at this point. Yeah.
Second question.
Taisa is the Bemaskal Hormishum.
In the order of the partial, there's a different value, which is the bold case.
The bold case, yeah.
Why is it skipping over that case and this is the first?
Yeah, it means Vamisi Eloi of the Shoy that's Negev, the Shoy. That's the one, yeah. Vamisi Eloi. There it was something done, be done. If you remember, we said that you had the first and the second, you wouldn't have known the third. Why? Because the third, because the first case is a case of be done, of Adam and Adam, which is not Shkia. And the second one is a case of Memele. And the third is a case where it's B'Yadayim. Why is it B'Yadayim?
It's probably.
No. Why is it B'Yadayim? Because it's animals actively killing someone. Right.
So this is the first one.
Now, Boi is not B'Yadayim. It's not B'Yadayim.
Sure.
At least I've heard is that Boi is a dormant item. It has no cover on auto. A Boi, a pit. Has no cover on whatsoever.
But it's a clear hazard that we know it's going to
be damaged. Yeah,
so that's why I buy a
line. No, B'Yadayim, so B'Yadayim means cover on us.
So
I'm just answering Yossi's question. So Yossi was asking, so why don't we say that the Pesuk Bamisi Eloi of Boi is the one that tells me by the Tapan and Veda? So I think Boi would be able to learn from the other two without any problem. Because it's Memela, it's not B'Yadayim. So you need this also to tell me, even if it's B'Yadayim, we still say by the Tapan and Veda. And that's only a show that damages the ship. We need the boss of Shor to tell me that even B'Yadayim, that we say the B'Yadayim B'Tav have been available. And now we don't buy Boi, it's not B'Yadayim. So, we, yeah.
You can't say B'Yadayim by, let's say, it only applies on the camera. It doesn't apply for Shane or Megan.
Why?
I'm asking because we say it's not Kavana is B'Yadayim.
Huh? B'Yadayim,
B'Yadayim means the word comes before, does it have to be Mu'ad? Does it have to be Mu'ad? Are we dealing with only Mu'ad? Like if you have a short time, would that also be B'Yadayim?
Short time would also be B'Yadayim, yeah.
Could it also be considered
yeah. B'Yadayim? Yeah, yeah. Actively done by his animal. Yeah?
Oh, so what's different than the Kavanah?
She used the lot of short time has Kavanah.
Okay, no, I'm sorry.
You mean Shen? Shen
and
Regal.
Regal's got Kavanah in the sense of causing damage.
It's not Kavanah Lahazik, but he's got Kavanah to do what he's doing.
True. Or instinctual.
Isn't
Make Ishbeim
also be a
dying? Make Ishbeim is be a dying, right. Yeah, we said that's not Shkir. That's got a different reason why it's got a cut. It's not Shkir.
But nevertheless, this is still a case of being
fine. You would have thought, in a case where it's no Shkiach, that's when we say, but why would we have got a case of Shkiach and B'Yadayim? So maybe there we would say that the Mazik has to pay the whole thing.
I just wanted to discuss the reason before.
Yes. I looked around to try and find if anyone speaks out.
Oh, about the Shkiach.
Yeah. You also had the Kasha last time. So what if it's no Shkiach? What happens if a person's Mazik, B'Yadayim, with Kavanah, without intention? No, with Kavanah, but it's something that doesn't normally happen. Why should that be a reason to let the Mazik partially off the hook? Right?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I looked around. I didn't see anyone who speaks about it. I've got something, but maybe I'll try and work it out a little bit further, a bit harder.
I suggested it's.
Oh, what's it?
I suggested it's I'm suggesting that Hashem said, really, he's a Rosh, I mean, punished for it. But what happened was, just giving a dogma. His friend took his jacket and tore it up.
Okay.
He's angry with his friend. A Jew would normally not go and strike and kill his friend's animal.
Okay.
His friend upset him first. He instigated the matzah. He got angry. Instead of beating up his friend took the bat, whacked his animal, and killed his animal. And he knows he didn't have to go for it. He'll pay for it.
Okay.
He'll pay for it. But now he's going to base it and saying, okay, pay me for the whole thousand. No, you take the carcass, and I'll give you the difference. I'm willing to pay. I'm not going to hide to pay.
No.
But you take the carcass. He instigated it. He got into a matzah. What's the shriya than the Jew? Would act as a
action. It's based
on the
assumption.
Instigated to this matzah?
So I'm going to, I've got on this, but I want to just, want to wait for it, okay? I've got this, what I think is the answer, but I want to wait. So I wanted to mature in my stomach for being normal. The cash is the cash of the time. Let's see the Gemara now. Five lines up, the end of the Omer. Omer le Rav Kahana le Rav. Rav Kahana asked the question to Rav. What does my Gemara say, Rav? Omer le Rav Kahana le Rav.
There's a little notation next to it, so that notation says...
Yes, I know there's a notation there, and if you want to change it, you have to tell me why we'll change it. We'll see soon. Omer Rav Kahana le Rav. And a time of the cause of Achmona Vamisieloi. The only reason why we're saying that Bailim Metaplim Benevela, the only reason why we're saying that the Nizik has to deal with the carcass is because of the Posok. Vamisieloi. Holavochi. Otherwise, Havamina. I would have thought the Nevela, the Mazikage. I would have thought the Nevela has to belong to the Mazik. How can that be? Hashto, he is saying that the day cannot trefois. Yoivne, if the Mazik has loads of trefois, he could give them. The Yomamar, Yoshiv, Le Rabbis, Shobekesev, because we've learned already, we learned in Asma, that Yoshiv, we learned from the word Yoshiv, Le Rabbis, Shobekesev, to say that you don't have to pay cash. You can even pay the equivalent of cash. You can even pay using subin. Subin is low quality grain. The Torah says we have to pay. You can pay with cash. If you can't pay cash, you pay with subin. Even subin. And forget what I just said about if you can't pay cash, that's an unwinkers. But equivalent of cash, if you don't, if for whatever reason you don't want to pay cash, you can pay subin. So what on earth? Why do I need a pasuk? Did they mean boy? Why do I need a pasuk if so to teach me? You should know you can pay using the carcass of the neve of the nizik. Of course, why not? Let there be first payment. Of course, the Torah already told me Yosef, your rabbi shove a kiss if you kiss. That's the cash of the Gemara. Yeah.
Is the payment that's carcass, is that, could that payment be made against the will of the Nizah?
Yeah. That means if you hold Shabbat Kesef, you kiss, and the Apostle says Yashiv, the Mazik can decide how he wants to pay him. He can either pay with cash, or if you want, you can pay with a whole bag of banana peels.
But specifically, I mean the carcass of the animal.
And in this case here, which we're going to see even more, that, yeah, we can even go, I'll go up to the Nizik, and we'll see in a second, even without the Mazik knowing about it. We'll see that in a second. That's Gemara's Kasha. What was Gemara's Kasha? What's the Chiddush that you can pay, that the Mazik only has to pay the differentiation and price, and that the carcass will be the first payment? Of course, why not? He could pay with anything. Yoshiv, the Rabbi Shabbat Kikesav, he could pay with anything.
What did the Gemara gain by telling you that he had 15 carcasses in his backyard?
If he did.
But what does the Gemara have to say with that? He could have said you can pay with a carcass.
Right, indeed. If he could bring his own carcasses to pay, so certainly he should be able to use the carcass which once belonged to the Nizik and say, you keep your carcass. If I can bring the Nizik a new carcass, which he never ever owned and never ever saw, I could bring that from my own backyard Certainly, I can tell the Nizik, you've got a carcass which was yours, you should keep it. Yashim.
Yashim, we said soybeans, right?
It's okay. It's okay.
But it doesn't spoil that in the fashion. It could spoil the
food.
What?
Yeah, it can spoil.
But it's like a sort of carcass.
Okay.
Maybe I'll go to your brother to come and give you the idea. If he's able to pay with the carcass, with the animal that he was making damage on, then maybe that what the Gemara is trying to give you. Again, it is an old thing as already said before, but maybe the idea of Mara trying to go over is that for a moment, because he can't give it over to the Nizah if he didn't have ownership, which means that upon the damage, he gains some level of ownership, which then allows him to give it back. So it's not just some sort of, like, there has to be, there's an immediate transfer.
You're answering the Gemara's question. Yeah, is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah,
very good. The Gemara's going to answer that, yeah. I mean, the Gemara is asking, the Gemara underthought it just a simple payment. So, of course, you can pay. Why not? Should be like any din of Yosh. To which the Gemara answers, that's your answer. That we're not talking about a case where the Mazik's coming along and saying, you know what, I'd like to pay, and I'm going to pay with this Nevela. Because we're talking about a case where the Nevela dropped in value. At the time of death, the Nevela was worth $500. And then it dropped to $200. By the time the Mazik comes to pay up, it's only worth 200. So if you're going to go with Yoshim and say, well, you know, you could pay cash, you could pay with the Nevela. So give me the Nevela. Okay, the Nevela is $200. You still owe me, it was originally 1,000, you still owe me $800. But says the Gemara, says the Chiddush of Abaylim, Metavlim, Benevela, that the only chiyuv to pay was the differentiation between 1,000 and 500. And you only have to pay 500. Because at the time of death, the corpse of the Nevela, the carcass was worth 500, and that's how much you have to pay. The difference between the original price and the price it was when it died. That's the chiddush of the possible. Of course, Medin Yosef, you can pay using a carcass. Of course you can do that. But here you want to say that I don't even need to pay you the differentiation, even though it dropped. I only have to pay the difference between the original price and the price of now. Why should that be?
Yes, thank you. The underlying assumption is that just like the Subin belongs to the Mazik, also the Nevela now belongs to the Mazik.
Okay, I didn't yet speak that out. I was just about to. So now, that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. I'm buying him a top of the Nevela. Now, what is the exact pshat in that? What's the exact numbers? Here we got two possibilities. Either the Chiddush of the Torah is that the only damage was 500, and that's why you only need to pay 500. And you're not paying using the carcass. You just don't need to. Because the only damage I did was between the original price and the price of when it died. So of course, if it goes down afterwards, it's nothing to do with me. If it dropped in value, devaluated, it's nothing to do with me because my damage was from there to there. Or a bigger chiddush that really, I'm trying to give you a whole new animal. And I really acquired this Nevela and I immediately gave it back to you. Right? That's like you were just saying. That means I acquired it without even me making any kinyan. And the first payment, the chiddush of the Torah is, first payment is the Nevela.
Why do you want to say that?
So definitely the Gemara, this is what Ayale was just saying, definitely the Gemara understood that. The Gemara is saying, if already you could pay using your own carcasses, surely you should be able to pay using the Nizik's carcass. Is that what the Gemara understood that way? That when the animal damaged, the Mazin acquired the Nevela and is now using the Nevela of the what used to be the Nizik to pay back. Just the Gemara thought, okay, so what are you paying back? You're paying back with something that's only worth $200. Because the Gemara thought you need to pay for a whole new animal and you're only paying back with something worth $200. The Chiddush of the Torah, you're right, I think you just said this right, that you have to pay back a whole animal and you acquired the Nevela. The Chiddush is that the Mela goes straight back to the Nevela. What do we gain by it? We'll see. First of all, how, which, what? All by the end of the sugya, if you still have questions, For the time, we just need to know the mechanism how it works. Baradei was right that the Gemara seemed to have understood that you're paying with the animal's carcass. That's what it says. If really I could pay using subin, I should be able to pay, and I could pay using my own carcasses, I should be able to pay using the nizik's carcass.
I think it might be as a question.
One second, sure, I'll be waiting very patiently. And the answer to the Gemara was, now we need to know what. His answer to Gemara was saying, you're not paying, Bechlal. You don't need to pay. You only have the damage you did was 500. That's all you have to deal with. And there's no payment to it. A whole chazara. Or no, you're right. You are paying. But there's an automatic payment that happens straight away at the time of death.
So even before there's a denture or anything, they would accept the evaluation, so much this is valued and this is, and in the meantime, it's almost like a prepayment of damages, in a sense, a partial prepayment.
That's the chiddush of the pasuk. The chiddush of the pasuk is there's an automatic prepayment, as you call it, of damages out. Before they went to court, settlement out of court.
There's another aspect of this that really fundamentally doesn't make much sense to me, that I maybe the family can explain. There's two aspects to this. First one is obviously the mazik, he acquires the ownership, so if he said that, then that automatically transferred my mazik over to him.
Right.
Got it. I understand that part. But there's two fundamental questions that I have. One is, at what level is the depreciation that we know from the time of death up until the time it actually transfers over? Meaning, even if that was within that 1 second. And I say that because the second part of why this is bothersome, that the Gemara is proposing that there is a solution that's given over to be able to satisfy damages to the nizak in the manner of actually imposing further responsibility upon the nizak. So what I mean by that is that the mazik caused damage. And where the carcass is, where the nevela is now in position to the nizak. So yes, he's giving him, let's say, for example, $500 worth of the carcass, because that's what that payment means. But why does the Gemara not account for any of the imposition? That carcass is laying in the middle of the road. So now the nizak has to go and be able to figure out a way to move him, and automatically it's depreciating, which means, really, the mazik has gotten away with, I mean, for all intents and purposes, with murder. I mean, that's right.
So the Gemara about the Torah and the Gemara is going to talk about that soon. We're going to get to that. It's on Hamad Aleph, just before Shmuel. We're going to get to that fact that who has to deal with the carcass, get it out from the pit. If it fell in the pit, that's it. Mm-hmm. So who has to deal with that? My show was like, yeah, for sure. And pushed it into a pit, now it's stuck down in the pit. Like you're saying, it's depreciating everything. Now the Gemara is going to discuss shortly. And I think maybe by then, I think you should be happy. Okay, we'll see. That's coming up.
I have a question on the phone with Gemara, just regarding the Arya Dave's comment.
Yeah.
Is that proof the Gemara holds that? Or is that maybe because it's a question, it's just saying, I'll just ask you this question based on your assumption, I'm going to say, I have a problem with this.
It's definitely proof that the Maksha understood that way. Otherwise, his whole base of the question wasn't true.
Basing it on your
view. If the Chiddush of the Pasuk was to tell me that you only damage 500, so what are you telling me? If I could bring carcasses to pay up, then I should certainly be able to pay up with yours. I'm not paying up. We're not talking about paying up. We're talking about defining how much damage was done.
If I raise a question like that, according to your logic, doesn't mean that I agree with that logic.
Who's your logic? Who said
your
that you're paying up?
No, but Marcus said it's the payment.
Who
the
said payment. That? Where's the Marcus your payment?
Marcus, he said there's two stuff.
We said there's two stuff. We said
there's a hardest questioning that side, that if you're going to go and say it's a payment.
Okay. We, meaning us in 2024, said there's two stuff. We want to mention two stuff. The Gemara says, we're just trying to understand what the Gemara was saying. The Gemara says, what's that mean? Does it mean to say that the only damage was the differentiation in price? We're asking that. Or does it mean some new chiddush that you paid, you damaged everything, and you did an automatic payment? One thing is clear that the Gemara understood, that the one who asked the Shaila understood that you're paying up with the Neveh. And that's why I asked. I could have brought my own Neveh. I should definitely be able to pay up with your Neveh. That's definitely the Gemara understood that way. Shaila was, what's the maskon of the Gemara? Maybe the Gemara changed. I just want to point out the kashya. A kasha on the Gemara. Omele, Rav Kana, the Rav. Rav Kana asked the following question to Rav. At the time of the Kosra Achmonov, I've come back to explain. Yeah, at the time of the Kosra Achmonov, I'm amazed. Rav Kahana asked the kasha to Rav. At the time of the Kosra Achmonov, I'm amazed. Yeah, Loi. Olam Och Yavamin and Nevela de Malam. So two questions. Number one is, who was Rav Kahana?
Gave us an opinion before.
Right, Rav Kahana gave us an opinion before. And what
should
was
have been asking Chizkiya.
Oh,
no. Sorry, say again, Arne?
He should have been asking Chizkiya, who's Hamesi Hielo.
So, okay, I'll begin. Rav Kahana himself said a pasuk. He said a pasuk. Rav Kahana said, "Im yitoyf yitoyf, yivyei yoyid." Out of three, five, you read it. So why is he asking a question to Rav of all people? It's a question on himself. And why is he bringing a pasuk about Mesi Eloi? He should have said the pasuk of Im Tov Yitoyf. Right? Why is he quoting the wrong pasuk? Two questions, really, the same question. If Kahana himself, he was one of the authors who held the Baili Metaphim Ben Aveda. So why is he asking to Rav? He should have asked it to himself. And more than that, why is he quoting a pasuk of Chizkiya and not quoting a pasuk of himself? Im Tov Yitoyf, V08. This kasha has raised many rabbinical eyebrows. Many people have bothered about this. This kasha is very, very good kasha on the Gemara. And that's why some people on the side of the Gemara, they have changed it to Rob. It's Rav Kahana asking Rob. Why does that make any better? Because if it's Rav Kahana asking Rob, it's Rav Kahana, Rob lived right much later on in the generations of the Amoraim. He was one of the later Amoraim. So Rav Kahana was asking Rob, it must be a later Rav Kahana. Not Rav Kahana, who we said earlier, Rav Ami, Rav Kahana, Rav Chizkiya. Rather, a later Rav Kahana Basar, different Rav Kahana. So therefore, he's asking Rav the following question. He's going like Chizkiya. Chizkiya said, Amesi Eloi. And he says, don't understand it. Why do you need that possible Amesi Eloi? His poshut should be able to pay out. But just like you can pay out using your own carcasses, you should be able to pay out using the Nizik's carcasses. Who says this pshat? The Maram. Where will you find the Maram?
Someone back.
Where will you find the Maram? Yossi won't find the Maram. God, he's still up and bought himself a Gemara. Maram is at the back, as Yossi quite rightly said. Under the Marshal. Marshal comes after the Rosh, and the Rosh is right, the first Pirish after the Gemara. So it says the Maram. Omele of Kana the Rav, at the time to go to Rakhmon of Amis Yehloi. I'll just read it to one liner. Yesh the Hakshois, you could ask. Tikshele of Kana of Atzmon. Rav Kana should ask himself this. The Omele Elmi is there. Rav Kana on Amahachim, Toifi Toif. So he says about Shri Matsosi, Omele of Kana the Rav. In the Rosh, I discovered that the gifts wasn't Rav, it was Rav. Imkein ish loima de la vayner of Kana de Leel. It's not of Kana of the previous of Kana that we had. Elo Talmidoi de Rava Hava. He was a Talmid of Rava. Of Kana was, he asked his Rebbe Rava. So of Kana must be really later Akron, the later Amorim. So therefore, there's two of Kanas and we're going to be cast. If it's Rav Kahana to Rav, so we must be talking about. If it's Rav Kahana to Rav, we must be talking one of the earlier Rav Kahana. It's the same Rav Kahana we had earlier. The problem. Rav Kahana held the pasuk of Amisi in Torah, Torah. So why are you asking me from Amisi Eloi? So he should have had that on himself as well. At the time, it's because of one of him Torah, Torah, you'd be eight. Alav Ochi, you would have thought. Then the mazik has to be deal with the Nevela. Why? He should be able to pay up with that Nevela. The same Joshua, like what was Rav Kahana's Joshua? Im Tov, Yitov, Yivyeu, Ad HaTshuv Yishan. Meaning that the mazik doesn't need to pay for the Nevi'im. Why? Because it's either first payment or you only pay the differentiation price. That's what Rav Kahana taught us before. Why do you need a postdoc? It's possible. Just like you could pay using your own Nevi'im, you should be able to pay using the Nizik's Nevi'im. Right?
Maybe he held it only in that case.
He held that case.
Probably gives the Norfolk love in the cooler.
Oh, okay.
And then that means the adult doesn't hold that cooler. Therefore, he's questioning on that case.
Very good. Yossi is going a different coupon, a different way. The Ram's the easiest answer. It's a counter to Robot, and therefore, the Ram Kashmir. Robot, Yossi wants to go with the gear, so that it's going with Rav. And then go there, somehow make a pshat. That the whole problem of Rav Kahana only had was only a kasha on Chizkiyah. Was never a kasha on his own mahalach. His own mahalach, that's poshut, you need a posuk. And if Chizkiyah, he's got a kasha, why should he need a posuk? Okay, just like you could pay using your own avedis, you should be able to pay using the nizik's avedis. It's a very nice mahalach, you just have to fill in the missing dots, right? There's quite a few missing dots. What's going on? Top. You can work on it. It's a good kibbutz. You have to work on it. Okay? I'm not going to, in shear, work on it aloud. You work on it. And then come up with a chat, and it'll be good. But the kibbutz is a good kibbutz. Yeah.
How can it be a good kibbutz if Rav Kahana is asking the same question on himself then?
So what Yossi's saying is Rav Kahana is not asking on himself. On the case of Rav Kahana's din, im torf, im torf, im torf, aid, he understands. There you need a chiddush. There you wouldn't be able to pay out with carcasses, and that's why you need the possible to tell me that you can pay out with your the nizik's carcass. The case of by Chizkiyah, which was Shoya Mazik, there he knew you could pay with your own carcasses, and therefore he had the cash. That's Yossi's kibun. It's a very good, but needs work. Needs work to think. Okay, so for the time being, at least for the purpose of our share, we'll say it's going like you are asking Robert come to the gears to change. And Rav Kahana is not Rav Kahana that we had earlier. Rav Kahana is asking Robert, and he's going with the last pasuk of Amisi Eloi, and he's asking from them. Okay. Says Rashi. Rashi. Hashto ihavalu ihavali tree voice. See there, Rashi? Four lines up. Hashto ihavali tree voice lemazik. Kishu called the main iskoi. If the tree voice, if the mazik had tree voice equivalent to the entire damages, have yoivli palkoch the nizik, he would have given it to him against the will of the nizik, palkoch the nizik, against the will of the nizik. Dama mal, because the posuk says Yoshiv. And from the word Yoshiv, we learned out the rabbis. We learned out from there to pay even subim. Today, what is a havimina that he shouldn't be able to pay up with the nizik's property? If already he could pay up with his own, he should definitely be able to. He should definitely be able to tell the nizik, keep yours.
What's subim again?
Subim is low quality grain.
But grain is a constant market. When you learn how to give carcasses, it's harder to sell, it depreciates on like right away instantly, it spoils. You have to have a proper setup to take that. Then how can we say
everything you're asking is included in the Gemara saying it's not true? We learn from Subin everything, all types of Shabbat, the rabbi is Subin, even low quality grain that where would we be able to sell it at? We very just you know, have to try and find some maybe animal breeders who would like to eat it. But whatever, all sometimes you have a question which is just on a direct collision course with the Gemara, in which case somebody has to back off. It's either you or the Gemara. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara is telling me that Yoshev teaches me even carcasses. That's what the Gemara is telling me. The Gemara understood that Yoshev, who tells me Shabbat Kesef Kesef, is not limited, doesn't say in the apostle Sulim. The Gemara said the Rabbi is Sulim. What do we see with Rabbi? It means Shabbat Kesef is Kesef. The Gemara understood that Shabbat Kesef is Kesef, even if it afterwards can depreciate. That's all the Gemara understood. You're asking on the Gemara, so in that case, it's not going to not at five swords. Obviously, the Gemara said Yosha. From there, we learn Shovak Kikesim. So it doesn't say what, which, and how. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, Subin. The Torah says, Yoshi, the Rabbi Shovak Kikesim, the Gemara understood, includes all Shovak. So then, Loi Nitzach, Loi Nitzach, all the costs of crawl, the Nizik, Metapa Benevela, that what we need the apostle to tell me, the Nizik is Metapa Benevela, that we need is Elo, the Pchas Nevela. This is what the Torah is teaching us.
I'm sorry, really can I back up one moment?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, can I just clarify the word, the use of pronouns? The Gemara first says, Iis le ledide kama trefos. That means if the mazik has trefos, so he can give to le to the nizuk. Damar mar, etc. Afidu subin dide mi boy. So then, afidu subin, I'm sorry, if you have it. So dide mi boy, this dide is referring to the mazik the still or to the nizuk?
No, the nizuk. Dide mi boy.
So,
you need
okay.
A possible to partners to pay with the nizuk.
So then the didei here means that the nevela belongs to the, is in the nizek's, it's in nizek's possession, or that it belongs to him, which would be against what we said previous.
Yeah, it's a good deal. The didei mi boy could mean something which once belonged to the nizek. You could just tell him to keep what you had, what you owned before. Every day I could bring you something new. I could definitely tell you to keep something that you once owned.
Something that you once owned.
Yeah. Nachami, good order. Loi nitzach os. Ela chasnevel. Look at this rash. Tarachi omar achman. The chiddush of chasnevel is this. This is what the Torah teaches us. The mishas mise koi birshusei denizik. From the moment of death, it's in the rishus of the nizik. The mishas mise koi birshusei denizik. The mystery after it goes down, if it gets goes off, it yeah, no, the thing is around for 3 hours. Decays. Yeah, okay, if it decays, or pirsa domin, and it goes down in value, mishas misa, from the time of death, ba'acha samod, until the time when they have a model of a deal, if it goes down in value, say that the nizik who? It's the loss of the nizik, and the mazik is to pay, masha nizik have a yoisa al adomim, shoisa nevele shove b'shas misa. It's quite a long sentence. The mazik is to pay, masha nizik have a yes al adomim, that was the damage caused. That the original was worth more. Now the animal was worth more than what it was worth at the time of death. The nezek is how much the animal was worth before you damaged, and how much it was worth at the time it died. When it died, that depreciation is how much the mazik has to pay. So look at the words of Rashi. What's the chiddush of Chasnavela? Chiddush of Chas Nevela is the Meshas Misa Koi Birushus Denizim. From the time of death, it's in the Rishus of Denizim. We've got two tzadim. What the Chiddush of Chas Nevela? What the Chas Nevela is? Two tzadim. One tzad is that you thought you'd have to pay for the entire that animal. You're wrong. You only have to pay for the damage. How much it was? And before it died, and after it died. How much it was worth when it was alive, and how much it was when it died. That's the depreciation you have to pay. That's one side. The other side was, no, you have to pay everything, but it's an automatic payment. Which one do you have to pay?
State that the Nizek right away. It never produces the mask.
First
reason.
I think forget. The chiddush of the pasuk is the mishas misa koi birushus denizik. That's a chiddush. The chiddush is the mishas misa is in the rishus denizik. That's not a chiddush. The chiddush of the pasuk is that you never damaged it. that the damage was from how much a live animal is to how much the carcass is. That's the chiddush of the post. Right? It's not that Mishas Misit in his rishus, rather they never left it. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says you should know that from the Shas Misit, from the Shas Misit, it's in the rishus of the Nizik. That's what it is. But from the Shas Misit, the chiddush is it was never ever left the rishus of the Nizik. What's Rashi saying? From Shas Misit, it's in the rishus of the Nizik.
This is the Panim Chadoshes that you mentioned before.
That's right.
It's now a new, so it's a new Zach.
The second part, like Ari Leib saying. That's going in the second part. Really, what did I do? I'm the Mazik. I killed your animal. I took away your animal. And what you have here, carcass, is Panim Chadoshes. Nothing to do with what originally owned. It's a new thing. And really, I acquired it. And the Chiddush is that from the time of Misa, it's back in the Rosh Hashanah. From the time of Misa, it's Bishus Nisit. The Mishas Misa, Koyi Bishus Nisit. From the moment of death, it's in the Rishus of the Nisit.
It returns him in his Rishus.
It's not that, according to that first way of learning, it's not from the moment of death, it's in the Rishus. It was always in his Rishus. It was always in his Rishus. And I only have to pay for the differentiation. Says Rashi, no. This carcass was never in the Rishus of the Nizik because it's part of Chadoshis.
When's the injury?
Beforehand it was a live animal. And now it's something else. So the carcass was in Lomdus never in the Rishus of the Nizik. The Chiddush Torah is the Mishas Misa. It's now in the Rishus of the Nizik. Why is it in the Rishus of the Nizik? Because the Mazik paid it back. That's the Chiddush. It's now in the Rishus of the Nizik because the Mazik paid it.
Is that Mashma in the Pasuk itself? Does it doesn't say Mesla, it's Mesla.
Okay.
Will be in his Rishus.
Very nice. Yeah, good deal. Yeah. This is how Rashi learned. The Rashi learned, we have to see what the Nachkamin is. Rashi Shitta, we've had now three times in Rashi. Rashi Shitta is if a Mazik damages a Nizik and there was a live animal and there's now no longer a live animal, what did the Mazik do? He took away the Nizik's live animal. That's what he did. He took it away and broken pieces is really nothing to do with the Nizik. Really nothing to do with it. Really, the Mazik would have to provide a whole new animal. Chiddush Torah is he gave it back. And it's not just gave it back, it's an automatic giving it back. And from the moment of the Misa, that's the Chiddush. From the moment of the Misa, it's in the Rishus of the Misa. Beforehand, it was a live animal.
From the moment of the Mitah, it's in the Rishut of the Nizak. But it's Hadash.
Yeah.
That's the idea. That it's, that's how it's entering into his Rishut. Because you're just giving him something completely new.
Completely.
Right.
I'm paying you up like Shavuot Kesef. The Chiddush is, I can do that without even being there, without even knowing about it, without anything. It's an automatic payment.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Okay.
All
right. That's fine.
I use common parlance, but I don't mean it disrespect.
Don't teach me Yashiv. Teach me only this pasuk. If I would have had.
Know this, I know Yashiv. This is more common than Yashiv.
Don't teach me Yashiv. Teach me only this pasuk.
You wouldn't know sooner.
What? Why not? You could pay even a carcass.
Well, no, but the carcass is related to the damage. It's part of the damage. It's not something totally foreign.
Not according to the Gemara.
You would have thought maybe only today. Maybe only today. The Gemara said, if already you can pay using your own four carcasses, certainly today we buy. Certainly something which was one part of the owner's property, the Nizik's property, you can tell it to keep. If this would be the whole Koi, you'd only have the smallest Kiddush, something that once the Nizik had some shayfas too, you can tell him, okay, keep your pieces. You wouldn't know you could bring your own carcasses. You wouldn't know you could bring your own sulit. I mean, you see in the Gemara, it was a kind of thing. Hash, so you can pay using your own carcasses. You name your boy. That was the Gemara. Okay, that's, I think, what you want. Yeah? Tough. Okay, this was, tell me, what's the thing? What's the thing? If somebody has money, he's got money. Can you pay using carcasses if you want?
Yes.
It says die in
damages.
Well, damages, yeah. Can you pay?
I think we said it was machlokes.
It was a machlokes. Machlokes, am I right?
It's candy
thing,
yeah, that's
what that is. It's my place, I'm right. According to some of my own, you could not do it. There's a papa said you couldn't. Only if you don't have any cash, then you can pay with metaphor. And we had the Gemara, this was the Gemara which you learned in Salazar. And Ravuna held, no, you can always pay. And the Rosh we saw then brings the right for our Gemara for which way? That you can always pay. Because otherwise, what's the Gemara's cash? Why do you need this boss to tell me about Mitzvah that you can pay up using this carcass? It's possible you can, because you could even use your own carcasses. Who says you can? If you've got cash, maybe you have to use cash. And the chiddush of the Torah is that the carcass you can get away with. Since even this Gemara, the Gemara took on that you can always pay up with.
Only in the case of a day where the animal originally.
Yeah, but the Gemara couldn't ask the cash. The Gemara couldn't ask the cash. What was the Gemara saying? If already you can pay using your own carcasses, you should certainly be able to pay using his. So I'm saying, who says you can use your own carcass?
Yeah,
maybe he's got cash.
Yes.
Say that the deposit seems to be telling me a chiddush that you can pay with this carcass, and the deposit doesn't say only if you don't have cash. The deposit seems to be saying, find a metal, you never need to deal with it. So maybe that's the chiddush of the Torah. Carcasses only if you don't have cash, but this you can pay off. The day you can pay off even without cash, even if you've got cash. Even if you've got cash. And I might see from this command, the Gemara understood. That doesn't make a difference. Even if a person has cash, he can always pay up with sukkah. He can always pay up with his own carcasses. Therefore, the Gemara had a good cash. This was the Rosh that everyone saw, and now it's mamish again. So Rosh, Simon, hey, Yossi, where would the Rosh be? In a normal Gemara that has it. The first Berush, after the Gemara. He brings the right from this Gemara. That we pass can that you can pay even if you own cash. Hear these words? Rav Kana, the Talmid of Rava, is a Basor, is a later Amor. And he holds, I'm reading from Simon Hay, the middle of Simon Hay, and mine is underlined. David, it's on the next column.
It's gone?
Yeah. About 10 lines down. There's a dot, period, in the middle of the line. Near the very figure.
Yeah.
So he says, Rav Kane is the Talmud of Rava, and he's a Basor. And he holds like Rav Papa and Rav Huna ben Yehoshua, who say that you always compare with Shabakes. Why? Because you see how Gemara, Amalei of Kana the Rava, time at the cost of one of Amis Yerei, quotes a Gemara. It quotes the whole Gemara. Be Issa the Ravuna, if you pass Ravuna, that you can only pay Shavakez if you don't have any cash. Lemelei, we should say that they need the Pasuk where he has money. If it is a Kesef, that's why you need the Pasuk. So what of Kana, the Talmud of Rava, who's a Basra, asking his cash. And a man must be there if Ghana held that you can always pay the Shabbos. This is that Rosh that the Moran quoted. It's Rav Kana, the Talmud of Rav, not the original Rav Kana. It's a later Achron. And it's such a big Nafka Minna. Not just a Nafka Minna that, why is he asking the Kasha? He's just asking himself. It's a Nafka Minna, the Maisel. Rav Kana, who's asking his Kasha, he understood that even if you own money, you can still pay out with the carcass. And that's why you have this kasha. This is therefore enough kamina lemais for us. That anytime somebody damages, and he has cash, he could pay out with cash. Or he has a bag of some type of nuts, which he wants to get rid of. He could use a bag of nuts and put himself with it. Why? Because Rav Kana and Gemara asked this kasha. He obviously understood that Shavu Kesef, Ku Kesef, even if you have cash as well.
Lies in the face of the emission of the Mishnah paying the meter balance.
No, doesn't.
If you're going to pay the land, you'll pay the best.
If you pay land, that's the best. If you pay with metatlin, every metatlin's got the dinner of the best. Because you could take around it. There's always some market somewhere we'd want. Right, that's where we're up to. Okay, we're going to have to carry on getting on Thursday. And, right. Let's hope on Thursday we finish at least the Gemara. Should be able to finish the Sugya. Start the next Sugya next week. Should be well, everyone. Have a great day.